Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Podcast number two on a throwback Thursday, August 4th, by the way. August 4th, 2016. Hope you're having an amazing, amazing day. It's Sam Crowley, your humble host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, celebrating our 10-year anniversary of everydayissaturday.com. Make sure you are on our mailing list at everydayissaturday.com. Just go there, enter your name and email. I got a free audio as well, really powerful 30 to 40 minute audio called The Power of a Dream. The Power of a Dream. Download the MP3. Go to everydaysaturday.com. Enjoy it. My gift to you. Last podcast, just the one before this, was talking about the advice I could give myself 10 years ago when I spent an entire summer writing and recording a one-hour CD that basically siphoned all my money and all my time. And I didn't ended up spending any time with my family that summer. It was just crazy, you know? And I look at people now who I personally coach. And one of the things we do when we work together one-on-one is we get past that initial, you know, turning the flywheel, this huge flywheel, and we got to create momentum. People hire me because they want to go through massive transformation, and they want to create massive momentum, you know? And what we do is we get right into it. It's like when you go to work out. If you go jogging or running, it sucks, man. Like that first 5 minutes, 7 minutes, you're clunky, your bones are crickety, and you haven't worked up a sweat, and you're like, oh. I mean, that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel when I start running. I did wind sprints this morning, 30 minutes of them. I run as fast as I can, like I'm being chased by a damn grizzly bear for 15 seconds. And then I take it down to a light jog, and then I turn it back up again 90 seconds later, turn it back down. It's off and on for 90 minutes. And I mix in 30 seconds here and there in between instead of 15 seconds. But it's a massive fat burn, and then I don't eat until after noon. And I do these around 7 in the morning because of burning all that fat, haven't eaten since 8 o'clock last night. It's just what I do, okay? I'm not saying it's the right way to do it, the only way, but give it a shot, man. It's really wild. You don't even have to do the wind sprints. Just go running in the morning. But when I get going, it takes, it, if you're like this, if you've ever, this is why a lot of people don't work out. It's that first 10 minutes. It's that session when you're cold and you're just not warmed up and you're trying to get to that first break, the first sweat. Because once you break that first sweat, man, watch out. You know, you're unstoppable. You're like, oh, here we go. I can feel it. You get like, your eyebrows, like, boop, bead of sweat right there. Boop, bead of sweat there. Shirt starting to get a little, you feel the sweat coming through on the chest and stomach area. And you're like, yeah, I feel it. That's good, right? That's what, if we could just get to that level when we're working out right away, like just snap your fingers. Boom, I'm there. You'd work out with no problem at all. It's that first 10 minutes. And similarly, when you're in business and you're trying to create some content, it's like, you got writer's block or maybe recording, and you got to set up the video or the audio, and you're like, oh, man, this sucks. You got to get past that. You got to get right into state. And how do you do that? How do you get yourself into that first flow where it's not, you're not feeling good? You got to get focused, man. Turn everything out. Just all the distractions, you know? Put yourself in a good state. For me, I never record in a bad mood. At least I try not to. Not saying I'm perfect. Sometimes I'll turn the mic on and it's something, having a bad morning and just let it rip. You probably heard a couple of podcasts. But by and large, I try to make sure I'm in a good mood when I'm recording or I'm shooting video or anything like that, because the output is going to be so much better. And I try to put myself mentally past that first 10 minutes of a workout, talking about business. And when I'm working out, same thing. I try to put myself, okay, just fast forward to 10 minutes. Just get yourself in that mental frame of mind, because the physical is going to catch up. The writing is going to catch up. Just start writing. Even if it's bad, even if the first 5 minutes sucks, or recording, and you got to just, you know you're going to delete it, You're getting your mind warmed up. Look, the brain's a muscle, man. You got to work it. You got to get that thing working. You got to get the creative juices flowing. And even if you end up with the first 3 to 5 minutes of what you're saying on the cutting room floor, the next 20 is going to be magical. It's going to be amazing. It'll be some of your best content, but you can't get there unless you start talking, unless you start writing. Same way when you work out, you're never getting to that 30 to 45 minute amazing cardio. And you know what I'm talking about. You know when you're done and you're dripping with sweat and you just feel amazing. The stomach's growling now. You just feel the calories burning and the fat burning off your stomach. But you can't get there unless you get going. And a lot of people just refuse to get going because of that pain, that initial first 5 to 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Like, oh, it's too hard. Well, of course, it isn't easy in the sense that, well, look, we're just going to, you know, you got to actually, here's the thing about losing weight or making money on the internet or making money offline, a brick and mortar store. You got to do something. Yeah, I know it's crazy. I know. Hey, look, I don't make the news. I just report it. I know it's crazy. You got to actually get off your ass and do something. But here's the good news. You're alive, man. There's a lot of people. You know, 1 billion people slept on a dirt floor last night. All right. There's a lot of tragedy going on in the world. You want to get your life in perspective real quick. Take a trip down to your local children's hospital like we do. We'll be there in 2 weeks. What is today? August 4th. 13 days. Our daughter goes in for a triple scope. They look at her airway through her trach. They look at her G-tube. All of that. All right. And when we're in children's hospital, you want to see an 8-year-old kid with no hair being wheeled around, hooked up to an IV, just looking out the window, begging for problems that you got. That's perspective. So the good news is, even though it seems difficult, it is so easy. There's people right now begging for your problems that they would, you're worried, like you don't want to get up out of bed and do this or do that. The thing you least want to do, you got to get off your ass and actually do it. That's the least thing you want to do today, you must do. And if you need a little bit of inspiration, think about those children or anybody right now begging for your aches and pains because they ain't nothing. You got nothing compared to what they got going on. You hear what I'm saying? You got nothing. Those are just, that's made up in your mind. That pain that you're creating right now as to why you can't get going, it's all just made up. It's a story your subconscious is trying to do to prevent the pain of that first 10 minutes. And again, going back, it's a throwback Thursday. If I could give myself advice in 2007, to get past that state. Now for me, I get right to it. I just start talking. And when I start talking, that's why I love podcasting, because I finally found something that I love to do. And the feedback, you guys are amazing, leaving the 5-star ratings on iTunes. I love that, man. I look at iTunes every day to see who left the new rating and what they said. And if you haven't done it yet, can you please go there? Can you go to iTunes? Just search Sam Crowley. Obviously, you're listening to this show. You know how to do it. And leave a rating. Leave a 5-star rating. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know that you left the rating. Let me know that you're listening to the show. Look, I love feedback. I'm not one of these buffoon gurus out there. Hey, I don't read. I read everything, man. Sure. Absolutely. The good stuff, the 1 stars, the 5 stars. Like I say, love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. I prefer if you love it, though. But I'm telling you, I read it all. Because it's what I do. It's inside of me. It's my passion. What do you do? What do you do? What are you really extremely, what are you happiest doing? For me, it's talking. As an ex-stutterer, for me, it's talking. What do you really love to do? And what story have you made up in your mind as to why you can't get paid a lot of money to do that? Come on, share it. What's the story that you got going on in your head as to why someone else has already done it and all the good money's already been made? I don't know. Nobody knows me, so who's going to buy my stuff? I don't have any money. It all comes down to 2 things, time and money. I don't have the time, and I don't have the money. Yes, you do, and yes, you do. You just haven't grown larger than either one of those problems. And as far as the time go, that's the biggest BS excuse ever created in the history of the universe. You got the time. You just haven't made it a priority. Next time, just say it's not a priority to me. I don't have the time to get to the gym. Hey, here's a new way to say it. Feeling amazing and getting in the best shape of my life is not a priority to me. It's just not. Just not. I don't have the money. Finding a way, creative ways to get income is not a priority to me right now. It's just not. It's just not. Being resourceful is not a priority to me right now. It just isn't. It's not that you don't have it. It's just that you haven't found a way to get it. There's so much abundance out there. Take how much you want. How much you want? It's like taking a teaspoon of water out of an ocean. How much do you want? It's not that it's not there. It's just that you're not resourceful enough to go get it. Great show today, man. I'm fired up. I'm excited. What's going on in your life? Let me know. Hit me up. What do you want me to talk about on the Everyday Saturday podcast? Let me know. At Sam Crowley on Twitter. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.